Do Zionist Christians love Jews more than they love Jesus? Watch John Hagee work a crowd, and you'll say yes.
Those of you who stand with Israel, give a thunderous shout of solidarity for the nation of Israel and the Jewish people around the world.
Idolizing Jews is rooted in an adopted Jewish heresy regarding a messianic age fostered by the Scofield Bible. This Jewish heresy posits that an earthly Messiah, one of their own, will establish an earthly reign in Jerusalem that all Gentiles must submit to.
All the passages in the Bible, many, many, many dozens of them, that speak about a transformed world in the future that will be a utopian world, where the entire world will believe in God, the entire world is going to be in peace, the Jewish people are going to live in their homeland in peace, and they speak about this special person who will be the leader of the Jewish people when all those things occur.
Zionist Christians like Hagee, Jews for Jesus, and the entire Messianic Jewish movement promulgate this earth-ridden Jewish heresy, which the Orthodox Church condemned in 381 AD as Kiliasm. That is a messianic thousand-year earthly reign where death still holds sway. The Zionist Christian drift of the heresy of Jewish Kiliasm goes like this. Jesus Christ failed to set up his kingdom in Jerusalem in his first coming. The Jews crucified him and his mission failed. The cross, therefore, is the consequence of his failure and not the central tenet of Zionist Christian doctrine. An earthly kingdom is central in the Zionist Christian system, not the death and resurrection of Christ. If not, why has there been a systematic removal of crosses from thousands of churches across America? That's where their Jew worship comes in. There has to be a state of Israel for Jesus to come back to, so they say, in a second coming, prior to which Christians are raptured, and then Jews go through a great tribulation, while Hagee and his followers watch from the heavenly grandstands.
The rapture could happen before we get out of this building. The church is soon to leave the world. Why? Because Jesus said, when you see these signs, lift up your heads and rejoice, your redemption draweth nigh. We're getting ready to leave here.
You stupid ass. There's no such thing as a pre-tribulation rapture and was never taught by the historical church until Cyrus Scofield popularized John Darby's rapture theology in the 1900s. There's only one final second coming of Christ where Christians are raised from the dead and immediately joined by Christians who are alive. And what signs is Hagee talking about? That 144,000 Jews, which in actuality is figurative for the fullness of the church, will undergo the Great Tribulation, which actually occurred in 70 AD during the Roman destruction of Jerusalem. These 144,000 will prepare the way for Jesus to set up a thousand-year reign in Jerusalem. The absurdity is obvious. Will Jesus have an email address? Will he float around the world visiting synagogues, officiating at Jewish burials? You see, with heresy at the forefront of Zionist Christian doctrine, namely Jewish Kiliasm, a myriad of false beliefs follow. Such is their fallacy that if you don't bless the Jews, you'll be cursed.
Miracles happen when you begin to bless the state of Israel, when you begin to bless the Jewish people. I will bless. God is saying that.
No, God is not saying that. God promised Abraham that in his seed, the coming Messiah, all nations would be blessed by the Messiah overturning the curse of death. This is the blessing. And St. Paul teaches that this blessing comes upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, not through some earthly Jewish kingdom, but issuing forth from his heavenly kingdom, the New Jerusalem, where the tears of sorrow and death are washed away. Bless Christ's heavenly kingdom, imaged by the church, the Israel of God, and you'll be blessed. Curse it, and you'll be cursed. But Zionist Christians, with their Jewish heresy of Kiliasm, love Jews more than they love Jesus. For the true sons of Abraham are not Christ-hating Jews, but Christ-loving Christians.